Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, we'll take a deeper look at this year's PA school report card. And state lawmakers did advance bills about data center development this week. It's Thursday, July 2nd. Let's get into it. We'll start in Pike County. Since the 1930s, a star has illuminated the knob overlooking Milford Borough. In 2017, the National Park Service removed it, but as WVIA's Kat Bolas reports, the Pike County community and federal representatives worked together to restore the star ahead of the country's semi-quincentennial on Saturday.
Milford is on a bluff overlooking the Delaware River. The knob is now part of the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area.
When you stand up there, you have an incredible panoramic view of the borough of Milford and the hills leading out into New Jersey up the Delaware River.
That's Pike County Commissioner Matthew Osterberg. The Milford Lions Club owns the 15-foot iron star. Before the park existed, a cross was intertwined in the lights. That was illuminated around Easter. Eventually, the knob became part of the National Recreation Area. And because of that, the star and its cross were said to have violated the First Amendment. Park staff told the Lions Club 9 years ago that the star had to come down.
Whether we like them or not, those are the rules and regulations that these men and women have to follow.
The community rallied to restore the star. They felt it had become so much more than a religious symbol. Osterberg says they heard at the 11th hour that the star will shine over the borough once again in time for the 4th of July.
It's like the Star of Hope, right? We're going to have it lit for the 250th anniversary, but it's also looking at another 250 years of freedom in this country, and that's what this star can stand for.
Milford Borough's 250th anniversary parade starts at noon on Saturday. I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Find more on this story at WVIA.org, and you can also find another story on July 4th and America 250 events around the region. Now some news from Harrisburg. State senators advanced bills this week that could pause data center development. Natalie Javitt reports for WVIA.
Lawmakers agree that municipalities should have time to prepare for data center development so they can devise local rules to address issues such as land and water use. But legislators don't necessarily agree on how much time local officials need. A state Senate committee this week passed one bill that permits a six-month delay and a bill that allows a pause of 18 months. House Democrat Paul Friel said the half-year measure should allow leaders to
strike that balance between respecting local control, promoting thoughtful planning, and making sure that this is going to hold up under scrutiny and under legal challenges, which are inevitably going to come with this onslaught from the industry.
But activist groups want a three-year moratorium, while business interests don't want to delay at all. The Pittsburgh Technology Council says Pennsylvania could be a leader in artificial intelligence, but a pause will make it harder to create new tech jobs. Reporting from Harrisburg, Natalie Javitt.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Eide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now, we have more on our annual PA school report card released this week. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has a longer breakdown of the report and how school districts are focusing on literacy.
Morning light filtered into the first grade classroom in Benton, Columbia County. Summer break would start soon, but the students had reading skills to practice. Joanne Stelz praised her students at L.R. Appleman Elementary School as they changed the middle sounds of words.
Change the I to a. Oh, too smart for me. We are going to.
As reading skills become a greater focus nationwide and Pennsylvania schools update curriculum, the Benton Area School District stands out. Nearly all school districts in Pennsylvania have seen drops, some severe, in English language arts proficiency scores since the COVID-19 pandemic. The WVIA News annual PA School Report Card examined those scores and how schools are teaching students how to read. Benton Area has essentially maintained language arts scores, while other districts struggle.
So we're making sure that we're laying that foundation solid for the kids so they're successful moving forward.
That's Daniel Yarnell, principal at Appleman. He says that a dedicated staff and small class sizes help student achievement. Data released in June revealed that 33% of Pennsylvania's fourth graders read proficiently. That's a 20-year low, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Experts fear the United States faces a literacy crisis. The WVIA analysis found that 4 of 500 districts statewide made gains in language arts proficiency compared to scores before the pandemic. The pandemic revealed where schools needed to improve, including how they teach children to read. And in Pennsylvania, it's a new law. The state now requires school districts to adopt evidence-based reading curriculum, also known as the science of reading. It focuses more on letters and their sounds. Advocates seek state funding to train teachers and buy curriculum. Here's Scranton Superintendent Aaron Keating.
When I got here 2 years ago, literacy became something that to me was the crux of where we were going to make school improvement. If you cannot read, you cannot learn, and that is as simple as it is.
Susie Schaefer is a reading specialist at McNichols Plaza Elementary in Scranton. The district worked with its teachers union and trained all teachers in the science of reading.
It's changed from a balanced literacy approach where you would say, oh, use a context clue or look at the picture or take your best guess, to really attacking each and every word.
As summer break neared, Schaefer kept the attention of a group of first graders for an hour. They identified letter sounds and vowel teams.
A digraph, yeah. Vowel team is when two vowels make the same sound, right? Digraph is when two consonants make one sound.
She says the new approach is working.
They're looking at letters and sounds and blending them together, giving them the confidence to tackle a word that they've never seen before.
Reporting from Columbia and Lackawanna counties, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
For more on this story, including a database of test scores from the state's 500 school districts, visit WVIA.org. Okay, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a beat. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.